Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I can't imagine truly wanting to quit something and not being able to quit. I can't imagine it. Like, when I talk to people who say, I want to quit smoking, I say, when? They go, oh, well, soon. Well, that means you don't want to quit. You want to keep smoking for a while and quit later. I can't imagine a mind frame or a mindset where I want to do something and can't do it. Because if you have that kind of mind, if your mind is so fundamentally broken that you cannot do with your own mind what you want to do, you know, like that, then you're just fucked. If you cannot control your own mind, then you are just a feather in the wind of life. Because your own mind is the only thing you can control. You can't control the weather. Right. You can't control people. You can't even control whether your heart stops beating. You might have a heart attack tomorrow. You can't control anything besides what you think. If you cannot control your own mind, then you go through life with zero control. Zero influence. You can't control anything. You're just a feather in the wind, waiting for life to blow you from happy place to sad place to happy place to sad place, completely hoping on the gods to be fortunate to you, because if any genuine discomfort comes your way, you're fucked. It is trained like everything else in life. It is trained. So if you find yourself not appreciating what you have until it's gone, then you must blink and cure your brain. If you find yourself unable to focus or concentrate on tasks, you must blink and cure your brain. If you find yourself unable to go and dedicate yourself to something you don't want to do, you must blink and cure your brain. Because all of our minds have been under constant assault for years. The way the mind functions, the way people interact, has changed so significantly in the last 10 years, you wouldn't believe. Because everybody's fucking distracted. Getting distracted by this, distracted by that, watching fucking Netflix, jerking off to Pornhub like fucking jackasses. It's so easy to win if you can control your own mind. But it seems that nobody fucking can. It gets to a point where you finally must accept the reality that your physicality and your mentality as a man are linked, and you cannot be happy and strong in your mind if you are weak in your body. You need to have a strong body to have a strong mind as a man. There's no way to escape it. And that's one of the reasons why I preach so much about training, learning to fight, get in the gym, get bigger, get stronger. You will fix your mind if you fix your body. You should be as strong as you possibly can. We're now teaching the new generation of men that they don't have duty and they can just act on their feelings and act how they feel, and they don't have to act as a man should. Do you know what happens when you get men who just act how they feel? You get school shooters, you get violence, you get rapists. Men who do not control their emotions are dangerous. If you find a man who is stoic, he's not going to hurt people. He's going to sit and think about his actions very carefully, and he's going to be a good man who protects and provides for his family. You find a man who just acts out on impulse and does whatever he feels like, you're going to find a dangerous man. Sitting here telling men to cry more and act with their feelings and it's okay to feel this way, that way, etc., and have no self-control. That is why we have the problems we have in the world.
Hey, Andrew, so how do I get, like, a six-pack quick? What's the best, fastest way to get a six-pack?
Why does it have to be quick? Why does it have to be easy? Why do you think life is all quick and easy? Why can't it be hard and difficult? Why can't you suffer? Because suffering is what gives it value. If everyone had a six-pack and it was quick and easy, then it wouldn't be valuable, would it? If everyone walked around with a six-pack and they got it easily, then no one would give a shit. The whole point is that it's difficult to get. Value is linked to difficulty. If you want something that is valuable, you need something which is difficult to obtain. The fact that you just said you wanted it quick and easily shows that your whole mental model is fucked. You shouldn't be thinking about quick and easy. You should be thinking about hard, suffering, pain, going through it. That's what you should be thinking about. This is going to be hard, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because when it is done, then everyone's going to know that I went through something difficult.
The bad things that are happening to you are what you need to become the man that you want to be. Someone emailed me and said, this has happened to me. I'm like, good. No, what do you mean good? It's terrible. How else are you going to become important? How else are you going to find endless fire to get up and struggle in the face of the competition that's out here? How else are you ever, you're going to do all that with a nice cushy life? If any man's honest with himself, think about the biggest transformative stages in your life. Think about the times you got the most work done. It was a bad part of your life. you were heartbroken or, you know, you lost a house or broke or whatever, that's when you did shit. When everything was fine, when the woman's still sucking dick, the mortgage is paid, dinner's on time, it's kind of doop-de-doop-de-doo, little by little, do a little bit of work, do a little bit of relax. But the big events come from trauma. This is it. So it's a cheat code. It's a cheat code to climb the mountain. So when I get a message from whoever and he goes, my wife left me, I'm devastated. I say, I understand. I completely understand how hard it can be to lose a woman that you've given your entire life to. And you've been done so many nice things. And then because of one thing you did, her innate and absolutely insane level of ungratefulness has turned her bitter, and she now talks to you like she hates you over one thing you've done after thousands of efforts showing how dedicated you are to her. And even now that you're prepared to die for her, she doesn't give a shit about you. I understand that pain. But my answer is, good. It's still good. Now take all of that pain, and instead of emailing me, do this. We live in a comfortable world now where people think, oh, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. But you know what? To some degree, it does matter. It does matter, and I'm gonna tell you who it matters to. It matters to your soul, and it matters to God. I stand in the mirror with a pure heart. I know I am the best version of me that could possibly ever exist. I know that God is proud of me. There's nothing that God hates more than sloth and laziness. If God were to create a man and that man were to sit around and do fuck all, God will frown upon you. It's why you're never lucky. If you're listening to this and you think I'm never lucky, I'll tell you why. Because God dislikes you because you're fucking lazy. Start to work. Start to show God the beauty of his own creations. You'd be amazed how lucky you'll become. God is unhappy with these people. And inside their hearts, they're unhappy. We talk about depression, anxiety, all those things you mentioned earlier on this podcast. That comes from self-loathing. You loathe your own weakness. You loathe your own laziness. This is what all of these things are. I don't feel depression. How can I feel depression when I'm the most powerful version of me that I could ever fucking be? How can I feel depression when I could squeeze my own hand hard enough to break my own bones? How can I feel depression when I've smashed and destroyed 68 people's faces in front of me? Men who thought they could test me in fair combat. How can I feel depressed? It's impossible. Do you understand? Every fucking day, I don't feel like doing things that I still do. It's called discipline. It's called being a man. It's not about feeling like doing it. If you only do things you feel like doing, you know what you end up doing?
What?
You end up sitting around with a belly drinking soya fucking latte bullshit. That's what you end up doing if you only do what you feel like doing. You have to wake up and say, I don't feel like training, but I must train. I will stop being a loser. I will follow the word of Tate. You need to do what you're supposed to do, not what you feel like fucking doing.
Okay.
That's the difference between a man and a fucking child. You do not become a man doing what you feel like doing. You become a man doing what you're supposed to fucking do. The men on the Titanic didn't feel like dying that day. It's your duty. It is your duty to not be a fat piece of shit. But you fucked it up because of a lack of motivation.
The world is hyper-competitive. If you're going to be a man who's going to sit and say, I'm just sad, you are always going to lose in competition to men like me. Right. And there has to be losers for there to be winners. I am tired of sympathy. Sympathy doesn't work for anybody. I'm not going to sit here and be sympathetic for people who say they're too sad to try hard and be their best. Guess what? Perhaps I was sad every time I did exactly what I was supposed to do and trained anyway. Perhaps I was afraid when I fought anyway. Perhaps I was tired when I worked anyway. This is how you get ahead in life. I don't have a fucking ounce of sympathy for these people who sit here and say, well, I feel this way, so I can't. Then don't do it. Stay down there. The winners are at the top, and the winners at the top don't give a shit about how they feel. We wake up and we perform regardless of how we feel day after day. So if I'm going to ignore my own feelings, I'm certainly not going to take into consideration anybody else's.
Yeah.
Why am I going to ignore how I feel and make sure I'm constantly performing regardless, flawlessly, and then sit and go, oh, but he doesn't feel good, so he's allowed to fuck up. No, you are not. You're not allowed to fuck up to your ancestors or to God or to yourself. You have to perform. Baseline of masculinity as a whole is the thing that makes a good man a man is that he does what he doesn't want to do. He doesn't want to work and he works anyway. He doesn't want to go to war and he fights anyway. He doesn't want to get up, he gets up anyway. That's the whole point of it. We didn't want to die in the Titanic. Guess what happened? We died in the Titanic. You can't sit there as a man and say you don't feel like it. You're not allowed to not feel like it. You're supposed to do it anyway, regardless.
Yeah.
So when a man sits there and says, oh, but you don't understand, I'm struggling with motivation. If you are struggling with the motivation to be a winner, then stay a fucking loser. No problem. Stay a loser. Don't care. Because in my circle, there's no losers around me. Your energy is disgusting. I find it revolting. I don't like weakness around me, even near me. Even people coming up saying hello to me. If you're depressed, don't even shake my hand. I do not have time for losers on any regard. Winners only. Mm-hmm. I find it amazing there are people out here today who are going to sit and say, oh, I'm sad. I'm too depressed. I don't want to work hard. Do you understand that only 200 years ago, there were peasants out working a field, starving, surviving the Black Death, surviving the plague, struggling to exist just to reproduce so that 200 years later, you can be the end of their bloodline for you to sit on your ass and do fucking nothing. Like, well, you're a fuck up. You're fucking up your entire bloodline of your entire ancestry. You owe these people things. You must, they went through hell for you to exist. You have a debt. You have a duty to pay. You have to be the best possible version of yourself. And the same to God. God loves people who try. God loves people who work hard. It's amazing if you try your very best all the time, what God will give you. He will give it to you, anything you want, if you actually try. Not convincing yourself you try, actually try. They're different things. I do not feel like training, but I still train because I'm a disciplined individual. You don't get to go through life only doing the things you feel like doing. Do you know who gets to do that?
Women.
Beautiful women. Beautiful women get to do what they feel like doing. As a man, you have to do the things you're supposed to do. Because what we said earlier is absolutely true. It's player versus player. Now, if I wake up, I've already got this massive head start over you in life. Every genetic gift, plus all my finances, plus my network. And I wake up and I decide, even though I don't feel like working, I'm going to work my ass off. And you wake up way down there, peon, and you can't be bothered to work. What chance do you have against men like us? You don't stand a chance. You can't get the girl. We'll take the girl off you. We'll bankrupt your ass. We'll kick you out your house. You name it. You don't stand a chance. Now, if you're going to wake up and look in the mirror and understand that you're absolutely not crushable, that you're a rabbit and that lions exist, and that's not going to motivate you to do something about it, then you're a lost cause. And there's no point asking us a question. You know exactly what you need to do. If you want to stay killable, then stay killable. But I can't live that way. I would refuse to live that way. It's a disgrace to my bloodline. It's a disgrace to my parents who struggled to raise me for me to be anything other than the best version of myself. That's honor. I have honor to my last name and to my ancestry. Mm. It would be disgusting for them all to have fought saber-toothed tigers so I can wake my lazy ass up, jerk off all day, and ask on YouTube how I can stop being a fucking loser. You understand where I'm coming from?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No,
100%.
So this is down to you, my friend. And listen, you may feel fired up for 10 minutes after this little talk. You're not going to feel fired up forever. You need to put systems in place. You need to get discipline. And like Justin says, you need to get an atmosphere of people around you who are going to keep you accountable and not make it easy for you to continue to be a fucking nobody. And then you're going to fix your life. Otherwise, you're going to stay a nobody. I am absolutely and utterly a believer in hard work. I'm a proponent of hard work. I have all this money and all I do is work. My entire life is work. This podcast is work. I'm getting in the car. I'm going to another meeting. Work. I'm going to fuck a bitch. That's work. I'm going to go to the gym so I'm in good shape. Work. It's all work. My entire life is work. And people don't want to look at life that way. They want to talk about work-life balance and being lazy and all this crap. I don't believe in any of that. I believe in if you want to win, you have to outcompete the man who's prepared to do nothing but work. It's player versus player. If you're going to sit there and go, I don't want to work more than an hour a day, well, the guy who does want to work more than an hour a day is going to beat you. And no matter how smart you are, there's always a smart dude who's doing the same smart work you are for more hours than you're doing it. That's just the nature of the game.
I believe there's only three reasons people are not rich. One of three reasons. They're either stupid, arrogant, or lazy. Stupid is actually the smallest category. People think, oh, you know, there's a lot of stupid people. There are, but I know a lot of stupid people with a lot of money, right? There's so much money in there. To be too stupid to generate money, I think is less than 5% of the wage. We're really? Genuinely too dumb to ever make a good wage. Then you have arrogant and lazy, and these are the two most common. Lazy because people just, oh, you know, but I need time to myself. Oh, you know, but it's the evening. Or, you know, it's hyper-competitive. There are people who do not need time to themselves. There are people, there's an Indian in Islamabad, or there's a guy in Islamabad who will do your job online for $3 an hour and he doesn't sleep. Mm. You're gonna lose, right? So if you're gonna be lazy in any regard, you have to understand there are people like me who are billionaires who work 18 hours a day. When I finish this, I get into my car and I open my laptop and I work on my way to my next appointment. I'm gonna work all night till the day I go. When I go to sleep, I close my laptop and I'm asleep a minute later. I work. That's all I do. So lazy is a big problem because people go, oh, but I just want to relax. If you just want to relax, that's fine. Mm. But you're competing against people who just don't want to relax and you're going to lose. And the last, and I'd say that's around, a lot of people have that element to them. A lot of people are lazy. That's about 50% of people. But the main reason people are not rich is because they are arrogant. 50% of people are brutally arrogant. And I'll give you an example. I have a school where I teach people how to make money. It's called The Real World. It was called Hustlers University. It's now called The Real World. TheRealWorld.ai. You can see it at Kobe.com. I sit here as a billionaire. And I sit and say, I will teach you how to make money online, anybody, 18 modern wealth creation methods. It's $49 a month. And people will sit there in their brutal arrogance and as a brokey with no money and go, yeah, but can he really teach me? I have everything you've ever fucking dreamed of. I have all the money. You have nothing. And you're so arrogant that you believe you know more than me or that you can do it without me or that I don't know how to teach you. The arrogance of people is truly mind-bending. If you know so much, why are you broke? You obviously don't know. If I wanted to learn how to box, I wouldn't walk into a boxing gym, find a guy who can box and go, yeah, you know, not bad, but can he really punch? Mm. Like, this is how people think when it comes to money. You guys are all successful enough. You can sit there and say, look, I do XYZ. I have XYZ. You don't have it. Mm. So do you want to learn how to play piano from the piano teacher or do you want to sit there as an arrogant brokey? Most people are brutally arrogant. And you can sit there and you can try and help them and they're just so arrogant. They think, oh, I can do it myself or I'll work it out myself. I don't need help. And it's arrogance and it keeps them at the bottom. Everything great that's happened to me in my life, someone taught me. I had a kickboxing coach. My dad was my chess coach. You get taught things. To sit there and think you're too good to learn. Well, this is the problem. Most people are broke. Most people are broke because they're arrogant, bro. It's the truth. It's nothing to do with how stupid they are. They're just arrogant people. When I was broke, I couldn't sleep. I don't know how there's broke people out here sleeping just fine at night. Going, oh, you know, inflation's 20%, gas prices are 6 times, everything on the news is a lie, I never stand a chance of ever getting rich, where's my pillow? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? I go to bed at night as a teenager and think, I looked it up on the internet. It was a Honda Civic Type R. I wanted one, it was 38,000 pounds. I had no money, less than 50 pounds on my bank account, couldn't afford it. Then I looked up how much a Ferrari cost. 210,000 pounds. And I said to Tristan, my brother, I was like, there are people with 210,000 pounds for a car. And he's like, yes, so? I'm like, no, not so. How? If I worked my job for 6 years and saved every penny, if I walked to work and didn't eat, I couldn't buy this car. How are people doing this? I couldn't sleep at night when I was broke. I knew that everything was a lie. I knew the Matrix was lying to me. I knew I had to find a way out. I was sitting there going, I refuse to live my human years and be some second-class citizen peasant when there's people out here who get to do whatever the fuck they want. I couldn't tolerate it, and I was so uncomfortable that it gave me the motivation I needed to escape. But the people who go, oh yeah, nice Ferrari, yeah. Back to the TV. Dummies. Losers. And the thing about the world is, we need losers. I'm not mad at losers. If that's the reality you've chosen to live, you get one spin in this version of life, and you decide you want to be a loser, that's fantastic, because I need my cars need cleaning, you know, my hotel room needs cleaning, I have a party with all these beautiful women that's a bit of a mess, please, go pick it up. Somebody needs to do that shit. I ain't gonna fucking do it. If I had to walk into a hotel room and clean up after some other man's party, I guarantee you I'd do whatever it fucking took to become rich so I didn't have to do that shit. You want to do that for 20 years. Thanks, friend. Someone's got to flip the fucking burgers. Someone has to make the fries. I want a happy meal now and again. But I don't feel sorry for you people because you fucking deserve it. Because it's a decision you made. You made that decision. If you're sitting at home and you say, I don't want to be a loser, you know what to do. I told you I'd escape the Matrix. CobraKickTape.com. You can join. I'll teach you. But if you're going to sit there and go, nah, maybe this guy with hundreds of millions of dollars is trying to scam me out of 25 pounds. All right, smart ass. Have fun at McDonald's. Get fucked. I have no sympathy for these people. Zero.
My basic premise is that I refuse to believe in things that take power away from me.
If you are in a haunted house and you believe in ghosts, you're scared of the haunted house. If you're in a haunted house and you don't believe in ghosts, you're just in a house and you don't care. So I don't like the idea when someone explains to me the idea of one day waking up and being miserable and not wanting to live anymore, and it's nothing to do with my circumstances and I have no power over it, and no matter how good my life is, I'm still going to feel terrible and I'm going to want to die. That's not an idea I subscribe to. Feeling depressed is real.
Yeah.
Depression as a disease, I do not subscribe to. The idea, I believe, that if you feel depressed, something is depressing you, and you should try your best to fix it. You should take control of your life and do your best to fix it. The idea, but they don't say that. They don't talk that. They say depression like it's this magic thing that comes out the sky and it gets in your brain. You're sad no matter what. There's nothing you can do about it and you need to only take pills. And I think that's a very bad way to look at the world. And that's a bad idea to subscribe to. And if you start to feel depressed, let's say your girl leaves you and you start to feel depressed, but you believe in the idea of depression, you're now going to start diagnosing yourself as clinically depressed, self-hypnosing yourself into hypnotizing yourself into being clinically depressed. And it's amazing how you can speak things into existence. I cannot become depressed because I don't believe in it. That's just who I am as a person. I don't believe in it. I do not believe in things that take power away from me. So I'm, and people sit there and they try very hard to convince me it's real, which is actually quite interesting because it's always usually depressed people who sit there and try very hard to defend this idea. If you're so scared, if depression's so terrible, why are you sticking up for it? Why are you fighting so hard to convince me it's such a powerful force? Why shouldn't you be doing the opposite? Shouldn't you be listening to me? Whose team are you on? Like, do you want to be depressed? Like, it's insanity. These people who are so desperate to push this idea. I think that you feel depressed sometimes because you're human. And also, let's look at it. Let's pretend I'm completely wrong, right? We can look at situational depression, like you just described. We can talk about brain imbalance and chemical imbalance. We can talk about clinical depression that you get and it's chronic and there's nothing you can do about it. Whatever. Let's pretend all these things are completely true. The best option, the best thing to do is still to get up, be an adult, control your emotions, be stoic, and do the things you're supposed to do day after day. Laying in bed and doing nothing is never going to be the best option. The best option is still to go to the gym, to work hard, to run your business, to be successful. So it doesn't matter. We're talking about the different positions on the chessboard. But if the rules of the game remain the same, regardless of the position you're still trying to win, you still have to do the same things. So does it even matter at this point? If you come along and say he's depressed because of X and he's depressed because of Y and he's depressed because of Z, and the answer to all of them is still the same thing, then I don't give a fuck why you're depressed. All I know, what I will say as a matter of fact, is this world is hyper-competitive, especially as a man. Most men are walking through life and they don't realize that it's constant competition. I was driving here. Even as I was driving here, I was looking out the windows and all these people just walking around. One of them had a fucking croissant. One of them was dressed like a dickhead because it's London. Thinks he's fucking looks cool. It's a fucking moron.
We've all seen them.
Yeah, moron. Some of the dude just talking shit on the phone. Some other guy with headphones in waiting to be fucking murdered. Wouldn't even hear it coming. And all these NPCs, I'm just looking at them going, do they realize they're in endless constant competition? Every single pound they want, someone else wants. Every single girl they want, someone else wants. There are people like me out here. I will destroy, you could get all 30 of them in a room and I will sit by myself and absolutely annihilate them in any single metric. And they're just sitting there just fucking floundering and wandering through life, unaware of how competitive the world is.
Well, and whinging how unfair it is.
And whinging how unfair it is. And this is my point. If the world is truly that competitive, you do not have time to be depressed because it's a non-competitive mind state. You can be depressed for X, Y, Z, whatever. I'm not depressed. And I want the money you want, and I want the girl you want, and I want the status you want, and the car you want, and the house you want. And I'm going to get it, and you're fucking not. And that's the bottom line of life. What I'm saying is you're playing a game and it's a competitive game and you need to build a mindset that allows you to be ultra competitive. And if you want to sit there and say, no, I want a non-competitive mindset, then fine. You know what you call people who do not win competitions?
Losers.
Correct. This is just the bottom line of life. And it's kind of interesting because everyone pretends they give a fuck, but nobody does. Especially women. And I know I get attacked for women, but women truly don't give a fuck. If you ask a woman the kind of man she wants, she will never say depressed or sad. Ever. She wants a man who is ultra capable, ultra competent. I've literally had women say to me, you know what? I love being around you. I'm like, what? I don't have to think. I'm like, what do you mean? Because I just turn up and like, we just walk in the hotel and everyone, staff do anything we want and the jet's just on the runway and we just land and I'm in this beautiful place and I don't even know where I am and I get to just turn my brain off and it's great. Like, they want someone who is fun and spontaneous and charismatic and successful. They don't have time for sad dudes. They don't care. So the world doesn't care. The world has never given a shit about sad men. So if you're going to sit there and self-diagnose yourself as a sad man, you're going to have a shit life and nobody's ever going to give a fuck and you're going to perpetually lose forever. And that is your decision. I am so scared of being that person.
The idea of that terrifies me to the point where I don't even want to accept that as a reality that can possibly exist. I don't give a shit what happens to me in my life. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care if the worst, most heinous things I can possibly imagine happen to me. I know that my sadness, my depression will be temporary because I will never stay a loser. It is against my creed. It's not in my DNA.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.